HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to Mint. I am Nasreen Sultana. You are listening to All Things Markets, where I speak to experts analyzing the big trends moving the stock markets. June quarter of FY22 has been one of the best quarterly performances by Indian IT services companies, with sequential revenue growth of 4.5% in dollar terms. Mid-tier IT companies have also reported the highest ever growth during the quarter. There were strong deal wins with one of the highest ever pipelines, while there has been an increase in guidance from some of the IT companies. However, increasing supply pressures remained elevated in the June quarter. So, the question is, how will it pan out for IT companies in the fiscal ahead? Will IT companies manage to see earnings momentum in the rest of FY22? To understand that, I'm in conversation with Sanjeev Hota, Research Head at Sharekhan by BNP Paribas. Hi Sanjeev, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So Sanjeev, as we are just in the middle of the earnings season, just wanted to know, what are your key takeaways from the IT first quarter earnings so far?
Yeah, so if you see, the Q1 FY22 is yet another strong quarter for the entire IT sector. Although there was some disappointment in the India-based revenue because of the second wave of this COVID-19 thing, but overall, the revenue growth was very strong for the Indian IT sector, and that was led by broad-based recovery and momentum in across the sector, and the momentum in the digital transformation trend is continuing, and that is also reflecting in the strong revenue growth. So some of the impacted vertical which was there earlier, like manufacturing, travel, hospitality, has also started seeing a gradual recovery. And also that has supported the top line growth. So the revenue top line growth wise, this is yet another strong quarter for the sector. On the flip side, the margin was impacted because of a couple of reasons, like higher supply side issue, wage hike, hiring cost, and investment in the capabilities and geographical expansion that most of the companies are doing. So that has really impacted the margins of some of the companies. So that is the negative part of the earnings for this quarter. But overall, if you see, the TCV wins continue to look very healthy, although it has moderated on a sequential basis because of there is no mega deal as such in this quarter. But if you see the run rate, what it was in the last several quarters, the run rate still looks very healthy on a TCV basis. And commentary-wise also, most of the company has stated that FY22 is going to be a very strong year for the growth. And they are seeing a very strong demand environment, and that is led by digital transformation, core modernization, cloud migration, and application modernization. And these are all a high-skill job, and they are seeing a very good visibility in this area. So I believe FY22 is going to be yet another strong year for the sector. And this quarter, as I said, is a very strong quarter, at least on a revenue front for the IT sector.
Right. But as we speak, some of the mid and the small IT companies also have announced their June quarter results. And of course, we have the top 5 tech companies which have already announced their results. So what is your understanding? Do you think the smaller companies have beaten the top 5 companies as far as revenue goes and the overall performance in the June quarter?
So I believe it is not an apple-to-apple comparison when we say for the top 5 IT companies and the smaller mid-cap companies, because the base of top 5 IT companies is much bigger in that sense. But definitely, the mid-cap and the small-cap IT companies have reported very strong set of revenue growth for this quarter. And here also, the TCV wins has been very strong. Although the same case here also, the TCV has moderated on a sequential basis, but still remain very strong. So I would say that the revenue growth for the mid-cap and small-cap also is strong. I would not say that they have beaten the software IT companies, because the base is very small for this company as compared to the larger company. So, but still then, if you see some of the companies like Mindtree or Emphasis and Coforge, they have done exceedingly well for this quarter. And the Persistent also, they have done exceedingly well. So I would say that strong quarter for the mid-cap and the small-cap IT firm also. And I believe this is going to continue for FY22 as well. If you see some of the guidance that has been given by the mid-cap IT companies, like Persistent or Coforge, or they have given like very strong, the high, very high double-digit growth for FY22. So yes, the strong quarter for small-cap IT.
Right. But as you also mentioned, that first quarter definitely has the implication of the attrition as well as the employee cost, because bonuses are handed out. Also, there is an appraisal season for the first quarter for most of the IT companies in India. So that, of course, had an impact on the margins, as you mentioned in your answer. So we saw that it has crimped the margins, but going forward, do you see a healthy recovery of margins for IT companies across sector?
Yeah, true. Because as you rightly stated, that this quarter, the margin has been impacted. And the one core reason what I'm seeing in the IT sector is that the attrition is going up and there is a shortage of high skill set, and there's a demand for the high skill job. So that is why the hiring cost is going up, and some of the impact has been also driven by the higher subcontracting cost, because there was no travel that is happening because of this COVID issue. So there was a higher subcontracting cost. So that is also one part that has impacted the margin. But on the positive side, if you see the commentary wise, the most of the IT management has commented that for FY22, they are at least seeing a strong recovery in the margin going forward. And they are at least going to maintain the margin momentum in the next three quarters. So for that, I would say that although this quarter the margin was missed, but still then there's an ample chance for all the IT companies to recover the margins in the next three quarters.
Okay. Since we are talking about the guidance and recovery, if we can shift focus to Cognizant, which is a market leader. And it's not listed in India, of course, but it gives a kind of a flag bearer for the sector. So Cognizant has raised its 2021 revenue growth guidance to 9 to 10%. So what do you think, how does it augur for the overall sector? Do you think that IT companies in India at the moment have a better pricing power, and that 9 to 10% guidance could be a benchmark for the other listed IT peers in India?
So there's a two part to Cognizant. The guidance of 9 to 10% is also comprised of almost 320 bps coming from their inorganic acquisition they have done. Last year, they have almost done 3-4 acquisitions. So the inorganic part is going to contribute almost 320 bps for this guidance they have given. But on an organic basis also, they have given a guidance of 5.8 to 6.8, which is still looks very healthy. So I would say that the overall demand environment is such that it's very strong. And the Indian IT incumbents are continuously gaining the market share in the global IT spending. So it is, I believe, the most of the Indian IT would see double-digit revenue growth for FY22, excepting, I believe, Wipro still need to catch up, and they are also saying that they are going to see very strong kind of growth in FY22. But Cognizant guidance, which is comprised of both organic and inorganic, 10% at the top end of the guidance, I believe that is quite achievable, and most of the IT companies are going to surpass that kind of guidance for FY22.
Okay, so a double-digit growth is likely to be achieved by this fiscal.
True.
Okay. Now that we are almost done with the first quarter IT earnings, what would be your top picks? Because generally, the question is TCS versus Infosys versus Wipro and now TechM. So what are your top picks?
So if you see, we have a very positive stance on the IT sector from the last 3-4 years, and we continue to see that the kind of demand visibility that the IT sector is having is going to continue for at least for another 2-3 years. So in the packing order side, in the large cap, we continue to prefer Infosys, followed by TechM, HCL Tech, TCS, and Wipro. In the mid-cap space, our pick packing order is Persistent System, Mastek, Intellect Design, BirlaSoft, L&T Infotech, Tata Elxsi, and L&T Technology.
Okay. So most of the stocks you are kind of bullish. Maybe the pecking order is different, but you are actually bullish on the sector.
Yes.
Okay. So see, after lockdown, we've seen that IT is one of the sectors which had benefited from the work from home situation, people opting for digitization, banks rushing to include more digitization in their portfolio and product. So what would you be looking forward to, key things, if I ask you to watch out for in the next 3-4 quarters for IT companies?
So I'm very confident about the demand momentum that is going to continue for the next 2-3 years, as I mentioned earlier. But the one thing I would keenly watch out for is the margin performance for all the companies and what is the demand commentary, if there is any, not demand commentary, but the margin commentary, if there is any change on that side. So that would be very keenly watch out thing for the entire IT sector. Because if you see in the last couple of quarters, the attrition rate has been increasing, subcontracting expenses has been increasing, wage revision has been happening, and there would be possibility of coming back of this travel cost and also discretionary expenses in the second half of this year. So how this hybrid model is going to work, as the most of the company is now working on a very hybrid model. So the cost they have saved during the COVID time, how far they are going to retain that cost saving and how the things is going to change. That is the thing I believe most of the street is going to watch out for the IT sector. Demand side, I believe digital transformation is one thing that is going to continue. And I don't really see any problem in that. But some of the travel that's vertical, like aerospace or manufacturing, that has seen the recovery, whether that recovery is going to be sustainable or not, that is one factor that I would keenly watch out for.
All right. On that note, Mr. Sanjeev, thanks a lot for talking to us and also giving us those insights in the June quarter earnings of IT companies. Thank you so much once again for your time, and we wish you good health.
Thank you.
For feedback, you can write to me at nasreen.s@lifemint.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter at @nasreenstory. You can also reach out to us at HT Smartcast. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And to listen to more podcasts like this, you need to log on to www.htsmartcast.com.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.